Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM. We're harvesting soybeans on our farm as I speak, and the truckers hauling those soybeans are going to ADM. And after the beans are crushed, the meal and the oil could end up in markets all over the world. ADM is the essential link between the farmer and the global marketplace. ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. Tally-ho! The hounds, the horses, the red-coated hunters, blowing horns, racing over the hills and through the valleys in pursuit of the fox. At least that's what they used to do in England. Fox hunting in Britain has been a time-honored sport for more than 300 years. But just this month, the British Parliament voted to outlaw the hunt after all these years. Hunt enthusiasts are outraged. My first reaction is, why the government get involved in this? Don't they have something important to do? Looks to me like getting rid of a few foxes might just be a service to the farmers raising sheep and chickens. But of course, there are those urban members of Parliament that don't understand or appreciate the tradition of the rural country. They cry and whine about the cruelty to the fox and the hounds and the horses that have to run after the fox. Pardon me while I wipe away my tears. But the controversy doesn't stop there. You know how we use hidden cameras to catch thieves that might want to rob a bank or on a busy street to catch a speeder? Well, get this. The British police plan to put spy cameras in the trees on the fence posts to catch the hunters and the horses and the hounds in the criminal act of chasing a fox. This intrusion will not be well received. I can imagine the lenses of the cameras painted over with paint or ripped out of the trees and smashed under the hooves of horses. The story behind this story is that governments in affluent countries often try to justify their job by imposing unnecessary, costly, stupid regulations. The setting of this story is Britain, but we have our own examples of liberal do-gooders who would like to micromanage our lives, just like the fox hunters of rural England up against the liberal elites of London. The battle goes on and on. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.